Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Strong Municipal Libraries podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And Cherie is bringing with her a book that I think she occasionally rereads because it's one of her all-time favorites. It's Sunshine by Robin McKinley. And it's about vampires, isn't it?
Well, yes, and... So Robin McKinley has been one of my favorite authors for, okay, let's say since the early 90s. So she has been writing since, I think her first book was published in 1978, and that book was Beauty, a retelling of Beauty and the Beast. A number of years later, she wrote another retelling of Beauty and the Beast called Rose Daughter. So Beauty was more aimed at teens, Rose Daughter was aimed at adults. And then a certain other number of years later, she comes out with Sunshine, which is her latest and weirdest potential take on Beauty and the Beast. It could be that way, if you look at it out of the corner of your eye.
So, I have to ask, has she published things since then?
You're asking me hard questions.
Oh, no.
I did not prep for that question, okay. So I honestly don't. I think that she has, but I go back to this one.
I was mostly just curious if she kept staying on the Beauty and the Beast theme.
No, I mean, I think three is good enough. She came out with this book in 2003, so I'm sure she's done something since and probably something different. But the cover quote on this is from Jane Ann Krentz and from Neil Gaiman. So how's that for a dichotomy for you? And Neil Gaiman says pretty much perfect, and Jane Ann Krentz says fabulous. So a romance author says fabulous, and a creepy fantasy fiction author says pretty much perfect. So that's a pretty good encapsulation of Sunshine.
So how about you tell us a little bit about it? Like the main character, maybe?
The main character in this book is Rae Seddon, and she goes by Sunshine. She spent most of her life as her mother's daughter in the old town. When she was growing up, she started working at her family bakery that her stepfather owns, and she became the morning opener, the morning baker, the queen of cinnamon rolls. She is known for cinnamon rolls as big as your head, and if I had planned better, I would have had a cinnamon roll for breakfast this morning, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to be thinking about now.
I know. Sorry. But if I have to suffer, so do y'all. So Rae is a baker. She's moved out of her family's home, but she's still very much in touch with her family and her half-brothers and working in the family business. And one day it just all gets to be a lot. And she needs a break. So she heads out to the lake where her mother and father used to go when they were married before a big magical event happened. By the way, in this world, it's similar to this world, but magic is real and everybody knows it.
Okay.
And while she's out at the lake, she gets kidnapped and chained up in a room.
Wow.
Where she is not the only one chained up in the room.
There you go, guys. Never take vacations.
Never take vacations to lake houses. She is dragged across the lake territory by the darkest others, which is vampires, and she's chained up in a room with someone/something else. Surprise, he's a vampire too. So she's a prisoner. The other vampire is a prisoner. The vampire's name is Khan.
Khan.
Yes. Short for Constantine, but we don't know that at first because names have power. And that's significant because Rae Seddon is sort of a nickname.
Okay.
Just like Sunshine is. Our main character's real name was Raven Blaze. That's the name she was given at birth. And the Blazes were a big-time magical family. Surprise!
Oh, okay.
So
how does she... I guess she strikes up a conversation with Khan out of boredom? Like, how long are they chained up together?
For more than a day.
Okay.
And out of terror, more than out of boredom. I mean, in this world, when vampires touch you, you just kind of lose your mind and it terror, because you know that the feel of their skin isn't right. These are not humans. This is not right. And when she's left chained up with Khan, Khan tells her, talk to me, remind me that you are an intelligent being. And she's like, oh, he said, I don't want Bo to win. Bo is the bigger, bad, evil vampire overlord. They don't use the term overlord, but I read this several weeks ago and I've forgotten what they call him. Mm-hmm. But he is the big bad. And basically Sunshine says, what are you doing here? Well, Bo's people don't like me. They've chained me up. There are different ways of being what we are. And I've chosen a different way than Bo. Talk to me, remind me you're an intelligent being. I don't want Bo to win.
Oh, so he's a vegan vampire.
Yeah.
Slightly-ish. And so the next day when Bo's troops come in the next night and they say, ha, you didn't eat your snack. Well, ha, ha, ha on you. Bo's lieutenants cut Sunshine so that she bleeds a little bit, and then they leave again. And Sunshine says, well, I mean, this is it. I'm either going to die or I'm going to have to reach in and remember that I'm my father's daughter as well as my mother's. What can I do? And it turns out that what she can do is, the clue is in her nickname, Sunshine. She can transmute metal. So she has a little pocket knife. She transmutes it. She finds this out and it barely just about burns her out because transmuting worked metal is super duper hard. And she hasn't done this since she was like 8. Mm. She transmutes her pocket knife into a key and she unshackles herself. And then she looks over at her partner in, you know, pain in prison. And she's like, can I leave him here? And he said, good job, go. And she's like, I can't leave him here. So she unchains Khan. And he's like, great, but, you know, we can't get away because it's going to be daylight real soon. She can protect him from the effects of sunlight.
Oh, interesting.
She doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. A lot of this book is in Sunshine's internal monologue, and she references her tree self, the part of her that's magic, that she feels the tree leaves rustling in the sunshine. So when she sort of asks that part of herself, can I do this? She hears that part of herself say yes. So she and Khan head out across the woods to run away and escape. And it involves her protecting him from Sunshine, which freaks him the heck out because, you know, vampires die in sunshine in this world, just like they do in
most places.
Most places. Except when you're protected by a human who is protecting you from sunlight, let's say, for clarity. And then Sunshine has this existential crisis the next day. What am I? I just rescued one of the darkest others. I just protected this vampire, this evil creature. Okay, not as evil as the most evil creature. What does that make me? So, I can't tell anybody. I can't tell anybody I was captured. I can't tell anybody how I escaped because it would mean mentioning this other creature and what I did. What does that make me?
Are they like, I mean, they're clearly powerful in this world. I'm assuming they are just non-sequitur evil. Like no one even, they're not at all like involved in society.
That is correct. Uh-huh. Because others of various types exist in society, but aren't specifically hunted down. So there are like Perrys who all you do with your little bit of magic is you can always pour coffee and it's always hot. There are people who turn blue if they hold their breath. There are people who, and all of these others hate vampires, the darkest others, because they believe that if it weren't for the vampires, the humans wouldn't freak out so much about everybody else.
Okay.
And everybody would calm down and life would be a lot easier.
So it feels like a lot of this book takes place over a short time period. Tell us about like how many days this spans, how many weeks, like...
It does span a period of several months.
Okay.
The first part that I just told you was a couple of days in the first chapter or so.
Okay.
Then there's a period of a few weeks after that, and then another few weeks or few months after that. So Sunshine, Constantine gets her back home after she collapses and leaves her a note, thank you, Constantine, giving her his name, which he hadn't done before. He had just, you know, gone by Khan. Several weeks later, Sunshine has not recovered. She's needing to lay out in the sun all the time. She's always exhausted. She doesn't feel right. She's like, something's not right. This wound that the vampires cut on me, it is not healing. What the heck? I need to ask someone who might know. So she asks the knight, Constantine, if you're out here anywhere, can you come talk to me? So he comes, they have a conversation and find out what the deal is, what's been going on, what's the deal with that wound. And they have to decide, what are we going to do next? Is there a we that is going to do anything next? But the bottom line, here's a spoiler, that wound was poisoned ever so slightly. Mm. And it was going to eventually kill her if she hadn't spent as much time. She draws her energy and her nature from the sun. So when she spent all that time in the sun, that was just barely keeping her ahead of the poison. So when she realized, oh my gosh, I escaped, but I was always going to die.
Was it poisoned to affect Khan? Like if he drank her blood? Okay. I was about to say, it feels weird to poison someone so they die if you're already planning on them being a snack. With two C's.
I don't want to dwell too much on this, but I love this book. This is typical to me of Robin McKinley's writing style. She's also written The Hero and the Crown and The Blue Sword. You spend a lot of time in the heroine's heads. There is some dialogue and some conversation and things happen, but most of the book you're in somebody's head. So it's a slower pace than a high intensity action every second thing. You really get to know the protagonist because you spend a lot of time in their head. I don't know that her books would make good movies as much because you do spend so much time in someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
But I could very easily see the world she was describing.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's a blend of a number of genres. Where would you put this book?
Well, we have it cataloged in science fiction slash fantasy, and I would say I agree with that. I can see elements of dark fairy tale horror, elements of romance, elements of, I don't know that I would call it literary fiction, magical realism maybe.
Okay.
And it's just a blend of a lot of different things. If you try to make it only one thing, you're going to be disappointed. If you go in sort of with leave your expectations at the door and go along for the ride and for the love of the Lord, bake yourself a cinnamon roll first. You're going to enjoy the ride, I think.
How spicy does it get? Because you said there are elements of romance.
Well, Sunshine does have a boyfriend, a long-term boyfriend, and...
So there is a love triangle. I mean, come on, it's obvious.
Yes-ish, but not exactly.
Okay.
Because this isn't, ooh, con, you gorgeous hunka-hunka burning, sparkling love. No. Remember, vampires are ick. When you touch them, you know that this is not a human being.
It's like touching a corpse. You're just like, ugh!
There's an acknowledgement that this is not like me.
Right.
At the same time, the saving each other things doesn't always go one way. There is a potential moment that Sunshine and Khan have. And spicy? I don't know. I mean, does sex happen ever in this book? Yes. And not always completely.
Right. It's not like you're reading it for that conclusion like you would be in
romance. No. If you're reading it for that reason, you're going to be very disappointed. This is mainly the story of what do you do when... It's Sunshine's story. And it's not so much personal growth as it is survival and figuring out who you are and owning who you are. Because you have to or you're going to die. And maybe so is everybody else.
Yeah.
Because the looming thing over the world that she lives in is that humanity is losing in the humanity versus the dark others. How long is it going to be until humanity loses completely?
Just like humanity versus vampires. We're not talking about like all pretty of the much. People with the little bitty powers.
No, the little bitty powers are pretty much on the side of the humans for the most part.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I wish I could just always have hot water. Wouldn't that be great? I'm a big fan of tiny powers.
I mean, not in the summer in Texas. I want.
Well, I mean, when I want it. I don't mean every water I touch is hot.
Not a Midas touch situation.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, hot water on demand. I'd be
yeah,
sure.
Like your tea gets cold and you just.
Yes, that would be fun.
Do you get a sense? Are there other vampires like Constantine who aren't as vicious?
If there are, you don't meet them.
Okay.
So you've got the sides, I guess, in this. There's Sunshine's human family. There's the patrons of her family's bakery and restaurant, cafe, I guess they call it. Then there's the law enforcement of the human world. And there's the darkest other evil vampire gang. And there's Khan. And
so it's kind of like an angel situation in Buffy where he is the exception to the rule, not necessarily very common. Most vampires are baddie bads, and he's a baddie bad that is also nice sometimes.
If you imagine that Angel never met any of Buffy's friends, ever.
Okay. just one human.
Yeah, which freaks him out as well.
Yeah, I do appreciate that when people try to work in the fact that vampires are spooky and not just
predators, not
handsome, just... handsome boys and girls.
No, there is nothing kind and nothing good and yeah. kind and sparkly about the vampires in Robin McKinley's book, Sunshine.
Yeah.
Even Khan, he may have to be in an alliance with Sunshine, and he may not be as baddie bad as Bo is and the really dark, evil vampires, but you don't see him living his life outside of Sunshine's orbit because this all takes place
in her head.
In her presence, in her head.
So how many times have you read this book? I know you revisit it semi-frequently.
Ever? 10, maybe?
It's a pretty good number.
I read it when it first came out a few times. I read it again a few years ago. I read it again a few weeks ago. The hard copy I'm holding in my hands is my personal copy. So it's very timely. I don't know if this is going to air during October, but we're doing a Facebook promotion of 31 Days of Dark Fairy Tales, and this is a dark take on a fairy tale trope.
Mm-hmm. Right. But with cinnamon rolls.
But with cinnamon rolls and baked goods. And Sunshine is just a genius baker. When she thinks she's going to die, she invents new desserts and gives them weird names. Man. So don't read this too much if you are desperate to be on a diet and really can't take the temptation of descriptions of baked goods.
I can see that how that would be a real temptation.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are all the questions I have.
I think so.
So thank you so much for bringing us a vampire book that's not Twilight. We'll probably try to put this back to back with some of our other vampire books that we have in the works. So, and stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.